Good evening from Mike Rumbaugh, Chairman of the Board, Detroit Blues Society. Welcome to the Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay and Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host for the next hour, as we bring you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. You can check us out at sundaynightblues.net or email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Once again, that email address is pr@sundaynightblues.net. Tonight, Sean Murphy is our guest in the studio. Sean is from Nashville, Tennessee. You can check out Sean Murphy at the musician link at sundaynightblues.net. And while you're there at the website, sundaynightblues.net, check out the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for 25 years now. On tonight's show, we have Theotis Eadley, Bubba Spears, Snowy White, and Randa Lee. Coming up, we got Lori Morvan, Junior Wells, and Jay Gaunt. Well, let's start off Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan is an electrifying rock and blues band hailing from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, in the late summer of 2008, the band solidified their lineup and built their foundation as a powerhouse rock and blues band that can be described as a howling hurricane of a five-piece band. Now, this five-piece band is Chris Carr, bass and vocals, Chuck Linscum, harmonica and vocals, Andy Orozinski, guitar and vocals, George Ferguson, he plays the drums, and Chris Collins, guitar and vocal. The Third Seat Perch Band and their brand new single to start off Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan with City Lights on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
High above the city, a full moon shining bright. 20 stories stand beneath the halo of the light. Traffic on the bridges, rolling left and right. Rows of lights are burning out like torches in the night. Reflections off the water, reflections off the Grand. Reflections of the rippling waves, I reach and take her hand. High above, high above the city light. that you hear me when I call. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Now you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Now you got me working, boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink for water, you won't let Johnny stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Now you ain't so big, yeah, you just tall, that's all. Find me a boss man, one gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Now you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Jay Gaunt and Big Boss Man. Jay Gaunt began playing harmonica at the age of 12, and today Jay is at the very young age of 18. From Mahwah, New Jersey, you can find Big Boss Man on Jay's CD called Blown Away. Now, this blues musician is Amos Wells Blakemore Jr., better known as Junior Wells, an American Chicago blues vocalist, harmonica player. Now, this song, Shotgun Blues, reached number one on U.S. R&B singles back in 1965. It's Junior Wells and Shotgun Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Oh, look here, this is what I told her. I sent my baby, you know, a brand new $20 bill. Boys, I sent that little girl a brand new $20 bill. Long enough that don't bring her back, man. I'm sure that old rusty shotgun wheel. Down the road, I got to go. Oh, look here.
This is Lori Morvan, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. You can find the Lori Morvan Band at www.lorimorvan.com.
Said, hush now, girl, I wanna talk.
102.1 WLEW with Lori Morvan on Sunday Night Blues and Saved by the Blues off her new CD called Breathe Deep. You can check out Lori Morvan at sundaynightblues.net, an excellent blues band from Long Beach, California, the Lori Morvan Band. Hey, at sundaynightblues.net, check out the sponsors that support the show and check out the past podcasts. It's all at the website, www.sundaynightblues.net or thumbnet.net. Sean Murphy, our special guest in the studio tonight. You can check her out at sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the musician link page. Well, still to come, we got Leadbelly and Theotis Edley. But up next, an old friend helped him out of the closet. More on this right here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW.
Yeah, g'day. This is Dennis
and Rowan
from the shop. And you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to the Best in Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. Our featured artist tonight is Sean Murphy from Nashville, Tennessee, and you can check her out at sundaynightblues.net. Leadbelly and Theotis Edley on the way. This next blues musician was a closet musician for quite a few years, only playing for friends and families until a close friend heard him play and insisted that he play for the public. So tonight, Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan will open up them closet doors and introduce Dennis Bubba Lee Spears from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Here is Late Last Night on the Cruise Station, Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Got some loving late last night. Got some loving late last night. So good. I had to love that woman twice. She's a mighty fine. That woman twice. Got some lovin'
was some good loving, baby, last night. Woo!
Now, this is the blue. Never the white man had the blue. Cause nothing to worry about. Now, you lay down at night. You roll from one side of the bed to the other all night long. You can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues has got you. You get up and sit on the side of your bed in the morning. You may have a sister and a brother, mother and father around, but you don't want no talk out of them. What's the matter? The blues got you. Well, you go and put your feet under the table, look down in your plate, got everything you want to eat. But you shake your head, you get up, you say, Lord, I can't eat and I can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues got you. Want to talk to you. Hear what you got to tell them. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do?
With Lead Belly and Good Morning Blues, born Hoodie William Ledbetter. Good Morning Blues, recorded June 15th back in 1940. Here is Theotis Edley and Let's Get It On. Hey, and thanks for spending this hour of the best in blues with Philip Ryan right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW.
Let's get it on.
102.1 WLEW with Theotis Edley and Let's Get It On. A blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, producer, and entertainer are just a few of the titles that describe this phenomenon of Theotis Edley. Now, music has always been a part of his life. Growing up, Theotis said his lifelong love affair with music began when he lived on Highway 61 on the other side of the road from Miss Willie Mae's Juke Joint. He said he would just sit there on the steps and listen to the sounds coming from there, the heart and soul of the blues. Now, since leaving Mississippi, Theotis always carried the Mississippi Juke Joint spirit with him through his music. Now, Theotis played guitar with such notable artists as Little Milton, Johnny Clyde Copeland, Richard Dimples Fields, the Blues Brothers, and legendary Charles Brown. Now, this musical journey enabled Theotis to generate a personal style based upon his love of diverse music, blues, country, soul, and rock. Theotis Edley, and Let's Get It On. Hey, for all your up-to-date blues news, check out SundayNightBlues.net. Still to come, our featured artists Sean Murphy from Nashville, Tennessee, and Randy Lee are on the way. But up next, well, at the age of 11, he first heard the urban blues sounds that had been emanating from the United States. People such as B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Otis Rush, and Albert King, and was immediately aware that this was the music that he wanted to incorporate in his playing. That's up next on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Sean Murphy, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Don't go away. There's more music to play.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host for this hour of the best in blues. Sean Murphy, our featured artist tonight, that is coming up, and also Randy Lee is on the way. Well, at the age of 11, he first heard the urban blues sounds that had been emanating from the United States. People such as B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Otis Rush, and Albert King, just to name a few, and was immediately aware that this was the music that he wanted to incorporate in his playing. Now, he developed his own style of English blues, a combination of clear, clean blues phrases and hard-edge riffs that are a recognizable feature of his very personal songs. Snowy White is a handful of classic blues-orientated British electric guitar players, musicians whose sound, technique, and styles has echoed the originality of the blues with the excitement of contemporary rock. Off his 1994 CD, Highway to the Sun, Snowy White on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan, and I Can't Get Enough of the Blues.
I can hear rock music, easy listening to. I can tune into jazz all night through. But if I turn that dial as far as it will go, I still can't find what I'm looking for. I can get stoned in a psychedelic haze. I can get drunk just like in those heavy metal days. Yes, I can. But there's one thing really bothers me. Just as fast as it's made. I can get my bank manager a pain in the head. If I need some loving, I can find a nice girl's bed. Oh yes, I can. But there's one thing really bothers me. I can't get enough of what a good man needs. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of the blues. Lazy poker all day long.
feel so inclined. I get enough drinking if I like to unwind. Yes, I do. But then one thing really bothers me, I can't get enough of what a good man needs. I can't get enough of the blues. Oh, I can't get enough of it.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Snowy White, and I Can't Get Enough of the Blues. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan, our special guest is Sean Murphy, brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay. Sean Murphy on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues. Sean, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, real well. Well, I read that you found your way to the blues stage back in 1969 at the first Ann Arbor Blues Festival. And Sun House, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Freddie King, boy, what a lineup. And Lightning Hopkins were a part of the bill. What was it like to be playing with them?
Well, you know, I was stunned at the lineup. First of all, I was reading you know, while we were waiting to play, I was reading the poster because, you know, in that kind of a lineup that I always was in, there was a big summer of everybody played on a lot of festivals. That happened more than playing clubs. And so you got to know who you were playing with when you got there half the time. The lineup was just amazing. I mean, there were so many people there. I can't even remember everybody. I'm sure if you go to the archives, you could find out the full list. But of course, we were pretty low on the totem pole at that time, and we didn't even get a mention on the posters. But just seeing these guys were just an amazing thing, and just their history just came through in their music. It was just a wonderful, wonderful festival.
Well, I bet it was, man, with Albert King and Muddy Waters and Lightning Hopkins. Boy, what a lineup that was.
I mean, what would you pay these days to have that lineup? It'd be just enormous. Great.
Yeah, you'd have to definitely put that in a big arena. Sean Murphy, our guest tonight on Sunday Night Blues. Sean is with us on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline. And Sean, you performed in two musical plays that also helped you land a contract with Motown. What were the two musicals that you were in?
Well, first I was in Hair. I started out with a play in Detroit, and I did the run, what they call the run of the play there, and then I moved on to the Broadway version, and then finally a run of the play in Washington, D.C., right down the street from the White House, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And, the second one was a play called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Road. Obviously, it was having to do with the Beatles music, and they wrote some sort of scenario with Lucy in the Sky and the Hammermen and you know, Billy Shears. And
that's great. And that helped you land a contract with Motown, huh?
Yes, it did. The first day that we opened with Hair in Detroit, a couple of the guys from Rare Earth Records, which is one of the subsidiaries of Motown, came down, and they thought that even though Meatloaf and I didn't sing together or have any scenes together, basically, in the play, they just put it together. So they put us under contract, and we did that one CD. Or back then, it was an album.
A Motown contract and two musicals. Sean Murphy, our special guest tonight on Sunday Night Blues, and you worked with the guitar god, Eric Clapton, with Phil Collins producing Eric's album, Behind the Sun. And then went out on tour with him. What was that like?
Oh, God, you to know that it was a dream come true. I've loved Eric since the beginning with him, and every situation that he's ever been in, I've just loved his playing. And I actually really love his singing, too. I know a lot of people give him some grief about that, but they should just go home.
Yeah.
But, you know, working with him, he was just fantastic to work with, and he was just a consummate professional every single night, you know, giving it 110% every single night.
Sean Murphy Art on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Tell the blues audience your work relationship with Michigan's own Bob Seger.
I've known Bob and his manager, Punch Andrews, since about 69, and Punch actually had a bunch of clubs in the Detroit area, and he used to book my bands in the club. And then eventually I opened up for Bob in a number of small scenarios. I went in and I recorded backgrounds on a song called Kathmandu, and later formed a band called the Borneo Band. I came in, by then I was in Los Angeles, but I wanted to move back, and Punch said that Bob was looking for a singer, so I drove back and started working with him then. And that was a few members of the Silver Bullet Band, which was Chris Campbell, came in a little bit later, but Alpha was there. A few of the Tulsa Boys, Jamie Oldecker and Dick Sims, and of course Drew Abbott was in the original Silver Bullet Band. So that was on and off and for a few years. And then finally in 78, I started working with him nonstop on tour and a lot of the CDs, too.
Well, tell us about the duet you were telling me about on the phone with Bert and Gar.
Well, unfortunately, I never met Burton in person. I've talked to him many times on the phone, and my manager was also his manager for many years. That's how we struck up the friendship. And we had planned to do a tour together a couple of years ago, and then Burton came down with bone cancer, and we had to cancel that. But he had wanted to finish off this last record. He also wanted me to do this duet with him, and unfortunately, by the time you know, with all the treatments and everything, by the time he got into the studio, he was quite weak. It's so heartfelt. I can't wait for you to hear the song. It's called Ashes. Obviously, it's about unrequited love, that kind of thing, but so bittersweet, some of the lyrics that he was saying. I mean, it was very, very difficult to sing along to that. I did the duet posthumously. Unfortunately, Burton passed away not too long ago. The single, they're going to release Ashes as a single, and then the rest of the CD will come out in a few months, I believe.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan and our special guest, Sean Murphy from Nashville, Tennessee. You can check out Sean Murphy at SundayNightBlues.net website. And Sean, how else can the blues audience up here in mid-Michigan find you?
They can go to www.SeanMurphyBand.com. And also, I'm on Facebook, isn't everybody? That's the best way to get a hold of me and or my manager. Lots of information. You can buy all my CDs right there, or you can go to CD Baby or Amazon or any of the aforementioned places to buy music these days.
It's been such a pleasure having you on Sunday Night Blues tonight, Sean. Sean Murphy from Nashville, Tennessee, our special guest in the studios on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks. I also wanted to mention that I've got a Kickstarter project going. If anybody's interested, you can check that out. It's going to be a full tilt CD, so I'm really, really excited about that.
That's great. When you know, and the next time, as I check out all the websites that are on my website, I will let the blues audience know when you're in town.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sean. You take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Get on the way, Disney. Was hot and cold. Baby broke my heart. Baby killed my soul. You know that kind of trouble can make a young girl old. The landmine, I wonder what's the use. Mississippi blues. I got a Mississippi water flowing in my veins. Got a Mississippi water flowing in my veins. I got a Mississippi man that's driving me insane. Thank you.
Mississippi water, no wind in my veins. Got a Mississippi water, oh, wind in my veins. I got a Mississippi man that's driving me insane.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with our special guest Sean Murphy and Mississippi Water. You can check out Sean Murphy at SundayNightBlues.net. Just click on the musician link page. Here is Randy Lee and Steamroller Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW. WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan as we end tonight's show with Randy Lee and Steamroller Blues. Randy Lee is a multi-award-winning vocalist, professional bassist, and dynamic entertainer. Randy Lee also has a California teaching credential in vocals. Randy Lee has toured all over the United States, Canada, and Europe with her band. Hey, thanks to Sean Murphy for being our special guest on Sunday Night Blues. Check her out at SundayNightBlues.net. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay and Thumb Sailor of Bad Axe, Michigan. If you'd like to be a sponsor of tonight's show, you can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net or visit sundaynightblues.com. Sunday Night Blues is endorsed by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Check them out at sundaynightblues.net. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter Jackie, and remember to visit us at the World Wide Web at sundaynightblues.net. Tune in next Sunday at 8 p.m. for the best in blues, as this is Philip Ryan keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan on the Crew Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Take care, everybody.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at sundaynightblues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.